Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestro's Daf your test in the Oiz Vodur edition, Perik Sheini in the middle of Aloha Dalet. We're starting the two dots 10 lines down in Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of the Sugyo, in the middle of talking, where the Mishnah taught us that a poyel, a worker, is allowed to eat while he's working. The Gemara continues to learn that Sugyo. Says the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk, Siv ki tovli bekamas riacho. Come to the field of your friend. Yachol b'shar kol odom akos from dabe. Could it be speak about any person? Tomud loyimar v'chamesh loysonif al kamas reyecho. Don't go and pick up a chamesh, which is one of the vessels that you use in order to cut the field. Don't put it up in the kamas reyecho. Et sheyesh lo b'shus lahanif v'ezezeh zeapoil. Someone who usually could cut, could harvest. You tell them, don't do it. Who are we talking about? Who usually has the permission? It's a poyo, the worker. Meaning the way the Gemara dashes the pasuk is, when you're working by the balabais and you're cutting or harvesting the field, don't harvest for yourself. For yourself, you have to take by hand and not to harvest. Talk about a regular person. Before I should explain, they bring the Gemara bo mitzia, the Bavli. They're not saying that any person can just go into the field and eat as much as he wants. Talk about somebody who goes into the field without permission. He's not hired. He works in the field and he takes food for the work that he's doing, just he wasn't hired like a worker. So it says the more, what does it mean when we talk about this kli? Don't pick it up. You see from here, the only time you can eat is during the harvest and the gemar melach, as we learned before, as we learned in the previous daf. Only when the melach is finished, that's when you can eat, and not at a different time. So then Akama learned, the first mandama learned, that when it tells you the chamish l'sarif, it means that someone's going around with a chamish, he's using a kli, he's a worker. And Sibir Akava says, no, talk about the time that the chamish is in the field, even though this specific person is not holding a chamish. Tani Reb Shimon Yochai, Yohim Reb Shimon Yochai says, using the gears of Reb Chaim, bo ure, come and see, ad eichon digdika toyer begezel. See how much the toyro is careful about gezel. That the Torah is so didactic that only when you're picking up the magal is the sickle, the one you use to cut to harvest, only when it's being picked up right before the harvest, he can eat. Once there was a harvest, once the magal came down and cut the tefuah, then you can't eat anymore. So the time of eating is very, very limited. And adds the Gemara, but toyach ken, you see from here another thing. Look how great is work. Someone who works and is doing a melacha in the field. The dar mabul was destroyed because of gezel. Someone who's working, he's allowed to eat, and it's not gezel. So even though the Torah is so careful about gezel, but when it comes to work, there is the value that you have to give to someone who's working, giving him to eat. How look how gedoyl is the melacha. The pasuk teaches us that you're not allowed to muzzle an axe while he's threshing. And threshing happens once the grain is not connected to the ground. Tavka shor, talking about things which were detached. Odom is b'mechubar. That's the pasuk we mentioned before, that we talked about, v'kotavta milulis b'adecha, you detaching from the ground. So regarding the Odom, it's speaking about whatever is connected. Regarding the animals connected, speaking about whatever is detached. So, can a person working eat from Tolush? Says the Gemara, if a shor doesn't eat b'mechubar, at least not the fairish in the pasuk, however, he can still can eat when it's detached. If he eats b'mechubar, of course, eat when it's Tolush. This is a classic of the Chaimer of the Gemara. Continues the Gemara on the base using the gears of Reb Chaim. In Ken, Matamud Loim Alo Sach Shor Shor Bet Yishoy. Meaning, why is the Torah emphasizing that Dafka Shor Yunala Bichos and Allah Al Mazlo Bet Yishoy? Masha Odom Yikud. Says the Gemara, Shor Bet Loi Sach Soim Ven Odom Loi Sach Soim. When you muzzle a Shor, you're over a Lav. When you muzzle a Odom, you're not over a Lav. Shor Mao She Yoichal Bet Mechubar. Can a shor eat if things are attached? Because again, the shor, the pasuk speaks by the shor only about detached things. מה אדם שאינו יוכל בתורש? או יוכל במחובר? אדם, זה בתורש מינים, זה דם הפרש של הפוסק. זה בתורש, it's what's connected. שור שאו יוכל בתורש, אינו דין שאו יוכל במחובר. שור that it's when it's detached. Of course, it's what's connected. או מה כאן ולא יפסח סויים? אף כאן ולא יפסח סויים? Meaning, will you be over the Easter love of לא יפסח סויים במחובר? אז כמו, אתה אומר, לא אמר, לא יפסח שם שור בדישוי, בדישוי אין את חויס בו, חויס בו עד במחובר לקרקע. And there's two ways to understand how the Gemara is saying. Machlok is the Mara Puldo in the Pnei Moshe. Could the Mara Puldo, the Gemara just changes his mind. The Gemara said, you will learn Kalo Choymer that you should be able to eat even when it's mechubar by an animal. Says the Gemara, for the based on the Pasuk, no, it's only when it's detached, not when it's connected. But the Pnei Moshe says, no, we learn from the Kalo Choymer that for sure you should feed the animal the food that she's working on. It doesn't matter if the food is connected or not connected. But the Yisur Lav is only when the food is tolosh. When the food is mechubar, there's no Yisur Lav, meaning there's no malchus. Says the Gemara Mikan Namu, now that we learn that there's no Yisur Loi Tachsoim to stop someone from eating while he's working in the field, so we learn from there, Koitzetsu Odom Aldei Atzmoi. Prince could go to the Baal Bayit and say, listen, I'm supposed to eat from the fruits while I'm working, but I prefer not to eat, and instead I want to get money. I want, in lieu of the fruits, I want money. So if there was a Yisur Loi Sachsoim, you can't stop yourself from eating because you have a Yisur. Because there's no love of Loi Sachsoim, it's just a way to do that when a person is working in the field, he has the right to eat, he can exchange the right for money. Similarly, Aldei Bnoi Ubito Agdoilim, he can exchange the right of his older son and daughter, whatever they deserve for working in the field, he can exchange that for money. Also, Aldei Avdoi Vishiv Chosu Agdoilim, his older slave and maid. His wife, they can agree that instead of having food while they're working, they'll get money instead. He can't do it in exchange of his younger son and daughter because they don't have das. He can't do it on behalf of his slave and servant and maid servant, which are small but are young because they don't have das, to agree not to eat. And now because of the, now the behemo. And then Mipnei She'en Ben Das goes back to the slave and to the kids. But the behemoth, the reason why he can't do it, because there's a lav, Loi Sachsoim. So you can't exchange a lav for money. Now we learned in the Mishnah that whatever the Torah obligates some to give to eat is not Chayv and Maaser. So the Mohu said, Loi Tzricho, why don't you say, Ha'oichel min ha-Torah ye-Chayv? Whatever the Torah tells you have to feed, maybe then you are Chayv and Maaser. That makes a kfiyos, that makes a choshev. So the Mohu, Ma'avyoyin ha-Torah potro ha-Yisoy. We're going to learn later, there's a Mefirash HaPasuk that the Torah says that the Poyel who gets to eat doesn't have, is not obligated in Maaser. So the Tama Tehinim we learned over there, Ayoyse B'Tehinim, someone who's working and Tehinim on figs, Lo Yecha Banovi, should not eat from the grapes. Banovi is eating the grapes, Lo Yecha B'Tehinim, should not eat in the figs. V'Tani Elo, we learned over there, Ayoyse B'Yichur Zeh, Lo Yecha B'Yichur Acher. And we learned even more, if a person is working on one branch of the tree, should not eat from the other branch of the tree. Says the Gemara, V'atanina, what about our Mishnah? It says, Hayosev beklusim, someone's working in a low-grade figs. Lo yoichel b'bnei Sheva is not allowed to eat the high-grade figs. B'bnei Sheva is eating the high-grade figs, he's working the high-grade figs. Lo yoichel beklusim, shani the low-grade figs. So Gemara is bothered by, why you have to tell me that? Even in the same, even from branch to branch. When you work in one branch, you can't eat in the other branch. So kosher can, if you work in one fruit, you can't eat the other fruit. So the more lechet tzricho, you need this chiddush to tell me, afilu shteim b'yichur echud. Even if both types of figs are in the same branch. So you said, if you work in one branch, you can eat from the other branch. But if you work in this branch, you can eat from the same branch. But if you work in this branch on one type of fruit, you can't eat from the other type of the fruit, even if it's on the same branch. With this, we conclude, Yerushalmi Maaseres, Daf Yutes.